I'm stupid, you're smarter. I'm stupid, thinking there's a way this could turn out right. I'm dreaming, you woke up, and I should have known from the start that you
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you? Tonight, we'll talk about stupid hoax devices. We'll talk about calendars. We'll talk about glasses shredding octopuses. In the studio tonight, we have Take. I don't think I can do that hardcore enough. Here, you try.
Take.
Yeah, you just blew your mic out. Get ready to join us for the greatest internet radio show ever. It is now time for...
Speak Like a Radio.
I was thinking about that.
You know, as intros go, that one wasn't so good.
Yeah, no.
Last week's was much better.
Yeah, much better last week. What? Hey, wait. Okay, say it again. God damn, you have to stop and think about it? You have to think about it?
Spank Wagon Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Trencher. With me in the studio tonight, of course, I've got the ever-bald Chief.
Ooh.
I've got the ever-faggity Murphy.
Hey, wait a minute.
I've got the wonderful set of tits, Ginger.
Hi.
Try your button on your mic there, again. Ginger. I think we got a bad cord. I'll have to swap the cord out. It's a bad cord. We'll get to you in a second. And, of course, we've got the world's most confused black man.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Damn!
Wow.
Big Daddy Decaf.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Okay. Shit. We got it. All right. How's everybody doing?
I'm over it.
I was kept on looking at you. I was wondering what is different. You shaved, like
now
you don't like a woodsman anymore.
No, I don't. I don't look like a woodsman. But here's the misfortune of the whole thing, because you know, I'm shaving this morning. I have myself like one of those three head Norelco razors. I'm like, and I'm shaving. All of a sudden, it goes from shaving to pulling out the hair. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's
what happened?
Well, I don't know.
Did
but
it just get too dull?
Can I finish my story? No, kidding. So, thank you. Okay, because I got to make sure you're not going to. All right. So, anyhow, while they work on their microphone, this morning I'm shaving. I'm like, I'm going to get rid of my mountain man.
Oh, it works.
It's popping and cracking. Just change the cord. So, I'm shaving. All of a sudden, it just starts pulling the hair out. Which is extremely painful for those of you who've never experienced facial hair getting ripped out of your face.
Is the gear is set for that, to do it?
Well, I have two. You have the trimmer and then you have the regular part. Well, the trimmer started doing it and then the regular part started doing it. So I had literally almost one perfectly half-shaven face. I had to hunt down and find one last razor that I had in my straight razors. my regular, you know, my regular Gillette razors. I'm like, ah, this hurts.
So I'm sorry, I missed part of it. How did that happen? Is it a malfunction?
Mechanical malfunction on a nice $100 fucking electric razor.
Nice.
Wow.
So it's a nice $100 piece of trash paperweight.
Can't you just replace the heads on it? And be
it
okay?
Was the gearing inside. Huh? All the gearing slowed down. Oh. Phenomenal. I mean, I could watch the. I mean, though, even though it was gearing like this, yeah. I could watch the trimmers just slide slowly back and forth. I'm like, fuck it. So nice. I went out and spent like $70, bought a beard trimmer, and then I bought a new razor. I'm like, fuck this.
Watch, you're going to get home and you accidentally bought the female.
No, I can figure that out. Epilady. This will work great on my nose.
Well, shit, wherever you bought worked pretty goddamn good. It's just smoother than Chief's head. That's a shiny shit over there, too.
Yeah. No, it's not because I just went
I can't,
like this.
Yeah, I can't get a shave that close, man.
So yeah, that was that's my experience between that house shopping because
I don't think I've ever seen you clean shaven.
Yeah, you have. No. About once every 3 weeks I shave.
You look like about I five said, years younger.
Yeah,
about 5. Yeah,
yeah.
And you know what? It's funny is I'll take 10 years off my life if I shave this thing off.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I have like a baby face with no chin. So it's just like, I need this to make sure I have a chin.
At least that's
what the goatee is for.
At least you know that.
Last time I shaved, my wife was so pissed off because she's like, what the fuck did you do?
What?
Why the fuck did you take off your goatee?
Yeah, usually most wives are like, finally, you shaved. Mm-hmm. No.
No. She likes it when I'm like this. No mustache, you know, because I don't look like a 70s reject.
Handlebars.
I was thinking about that today. Just
do
for
it.
Shits and giggles.
Do it.
I was thinking about once for shits and giggles. Not that kind of mustache. You
those
don't.
Are awesome. I have
the handlebar mustache. Yeah, get some wax on him.
Nah, what you gotta do is like the Paul.
No,
you know,
no. Get the ones all the way out
the
here.
The handlebars
and then
that you can twist.
See, I can't do that.
So sweet.
Then you can tape Chief to a pair to some railroad tracks.
Diddling it.
And dress him up like a girl.
Yeah, that's creepy. We're not gonna go there.
So.
Oh my God! Run!
Paris!
It's a bomb in the building!
It's a bomb!
It's a bomb in the building!
Who would have thought? Play that again so people understand what we just were reacting to.
Oh, I think they know what it is.
Now, banned in Boston.
Wait. You know, this actually makes sense. They have mosques on the moon.
Nice.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we'll get to that because that's going to be a huge conversation. So everybody needs to tune into our
almost
take.
As big as my cock.
On second thought, we'll take all about 2 minutes.
2 minutes, 2 inches. Yeah.
2 minutes, 2 inches, and a minute and an inch.
Sorry, I got a mouthful of.
Fucking octopus throwing motherfucker.
Glass is destroying sugar-coated octopuses.
I'm just blown away by that.
What happened?
I really am.
It's Jeez. So
okay,
hot.
So
Jeez,
right,
tell what happened.
Okay, so right before the show, Murphy's got this big old freaking thing of gummy octopi.
Sour gummy octopi.
Yes, and they've got, you know, the granulated sugar all over them. So he tosses one over to Trencher, and Trencher fails to catch it in his mouth, you know. And then, you know, I open up my mouth, and Murphy pitches, overhand pitches
okay,
the thing to my head.
No.
I lobbed it more to you than I did to Trench.
Yeah.
Lobbed it to my forehead.
Okay, technically speaking, you're all forehead.
Yeah, that's very true. It's kind of a hard target.
You got a 6'7" 8" head, all right?
So this gummy octopus hits me on the face, and I'm wearing glasses.
Yes,
so, you know,
blind.
I'm just like, crap, I've got sugar
it
all over me.
It didn't just hit you on the face. It stuck
it's mat- yeah,
to
it's
your
stuck.
Glasses.
So I'm like, crap, I got sugar all over the place. So, you know, I start cleaning my glasses. You know, I dust off the glasses, start cleaning. Then I look at the glasses. Motherfucker, lenses are scratched.
Is it both lenses or just one?
Just one.
Just the one that
yeah,
landed
just
on.
Just one I landed on.
Is it in a really visible place?
It's in the middle of the fucking lens.
Nice.
I actually have a lens story that's worse
so
than
nice.
Yours,
I
believe
just,
it or not.
I just can't believe that. I mean, I put these glasses through a lot of shit during the day. I mean, especially at work and everything.
Excellent.
What happens? I get hit by a fucking gummy octopus, and then the lens is all fucked up.
I'm sorry.
I can't wait to tell
that's
that story.
That's what happens when you're friends
yeah,
with Murphy.
It's just kind of funny. It's kind of like, oh, I drank too much water. I'm dead now. You know, it's just, you never would have thought until it actually happens.
Oh, someone put a child's toy underneath
the bridge.
Is there
a freaking warning label on that thing? Do not throw near glass.
No, it just says do not throw near Mexicans.
Yeah. Here. Well, speaking of Mexicans, all you have to do is go to AMPM and find someone to take the scratch out for $10.
Yeah, that's true. They do that in my truck.
These are like the worst little octopus things.
You know, to save Chris, I was out in a bar one night and my friend was slagging on drinking, so I pushed her beer bottle up as she was drinking, knocked her teeth. It chipped her tooth so bad, 3 years later, she had to go get it crowned. I feel like such an asshole, but yeah.
Wow. You paid a diddle bill.
Vert,
uncle was a dentist, thank God.
Vert in the chat room goes, how can gummy anything scratch? But this is like gummy.
It's the sour gummy.
It's a sour gummy octopus with sugar on it.
Yeah, it's got granulated sugar.
Wait. Ginger, say that again, please.
Granulated.
That's not what you said.
That's not what he said.
I know.
I said granulated.
Granulated.
Isn't there another D in there? Okay, maybe there's...
Hello! Would you like some granulated sugar on your cake? I will put granulated sugar on your cake.
Look,
next up, it's going to be confectionationary sugar.
Let me wrap my cookies in aluminum foil.
Aluminium.
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 Schedule.
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 Iron sheath. Today's secret ingredient, an Iron Chief, granulated sugar! Fuck.
Okay. granulated sugar.
No, okay. I got it. All right.
I got it.
So, someone needs to ask me why I'm the greatest husband ever.
Why are you the greatest
husband
Ginger,
ever? How was your week?
Ginger, why are you the greatest husband ever?
Because my wife's birthday was last week,
yeah.
And she pretty much thought I gave up and forgot and didn't do much with except for like going out to supper until yesterday when I walked in the door from work.
With a black man.
Yes. And once decaf was done, I fell in. That's all I could say.
Only happens after they have kids.
Actually, no.
Oh, you know the old saying, once you go black, your vagina never returns to its original size.
You guys are just reminding me of the text I sent all of you this week.
Yes.
We'll have to tell that one on the air. So I walk into the house with a brand refurbished, because I'm too cheap to buy brand spanking new. MacBook Pro for my wife.
Really?
Just walked in and gave it to her. Set 15-inch glossy screen, super drive, 1 gig memory.
Is it the original or the new version?
New version, 2.6.
Wow.
Was it 2.16?
2.16.
Yep. Intel dual core. So needless to say, she was already on her computer typing mad to some friends, and all of a sudden I walk in and here's a computer and she's like, fuck, this is awesome.
Okay, so now I gotta ask, yes. What are you doing with her old PowerBook?
So far I'm still attempting to install Ubuntu on it.
Come on, there's something better you can do and you know you
want
to.
What is that?
Mount it in your car.
Okay, I hate to break it to you. It's a Neon, okay? I'm going to be mounting an Apple into it. Do you know how old that is? Do you know how old my laptop
is? Yes, I know how old it is because you bought it from me. You know what? This is what you should do. Find one of those little external LCDs. You know, run yourself some VGA cable. Mount it in your trunk with a touchscreen.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be fucking fly.
It would be. So, Timmy,
Vert
Cord 2 Duo. Sorry, Vert. You cannot get it past Vert if you make a mistake.
It's because he's more anal retentive than you are.
Yes, which is very possible, believe it or not.
Let it never be said that your anal retentive attention to detail never wielded positive results.
Thank you.
It's hard to be anal retentive when you don't have an anus. Anybody, 5 points. Name the movie. Anybody.
What?
What's the line?
Have you noticed everybody kind of glazed over when you started talking?
Me and Decaf are having our own conversation.
Yeah, as usual. Let it never be said that your anal retentive attention to detail never wielded positive results. It's hard to be anal retentive when you don't have an anus.
I don't know.
Dogma. Oh, you bitches suck.
I'm not a big quoter
That's
of
Matt
movies.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck talking as they're leaving the airport.
You paid attention to Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
Dude.
What do you mean paid attention? He was staring at their junk the whole film.
Okay.
They weren't supposed to have junk in that film.
Yeah, they didn't have junk.
I know. Never mind.
See, I went to the movie and...
Real life! Bring it back to real life! You can do it, Murph!
I went to the movie and was enthralled. Chief went to the movie with a protest sign.
I love that fucking movie.
It was a good movie.
Best story ever, though, is when he was talking about it on his evening with Kevin Smith, where he actually was there with a protest sign to protest his own film. And the news people didn't quite figure him out until they realized it was too late that it was Kevin Smith protesting his own film.
That's funny. Yeah, we actually watched Dogma at movie night at the seminary.
See, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, then they watched Boxing Helena.
You mean we watched Helena's Box? What?
That too.
I wouldn't doubt it. He probably has five porns with that title on it on his computer right now. Let's see your porn selection, Murphy.
All right. So while he's pulling up his porn selection, what else happened? Oh, yes. Today I was house shopping. I have a lot of weird stories, a lot of things, little things happened to me today, especially. So we were going through this one house, and it was occupied. And as we were walking through, you know, you look around in the closet, you see the closets are big enough, and you look around to make sure there's nothing damaged. And I went into this bedroom, and it was kind of a dark room, and I'm like, well, I can't see much anyway. But as I'm turning around to walk out, what do I see in the wall? But the homeowner's wife, one of the homeowners, sprawled in a pinup over 50 magazine. I'm nice. Like, what? The homeowner was in over 50 magazine. Yes, yes. Thank you, Murph.
That's awesome.
The face he's making is just, ugh. It was just, ugh. And I'm like, what? You should take that down before you try
Did
to
you
sell
ask
your house.
For a double input discount?
No.
Over 50 calendar?
It was a magazine called Over 50. It was like a hardcore porn mag called Over 50.
So now that goes to the conversation last week with somebody you know.
No, it wasn't anybody I know.
Oh, I thought you said it was your. I thought you said it was your.
I was looking at houses, dude.
Oh,
man, I don't know these people. I'm just looking at maybe buying their house from them.
Oh,
that's all.
Okay.
That's so awesome that was in the house.
Like. You want to sell your house. Yeah. I hope you're not trying to go for like the moral majority people.
Oh, okay. I get
existing
it.
Things.
I get it now.
Murphy, stop showing me the fucking anal porn. Jesus Christ.
I just
Pick
love
something
this.
Better.
I just love this one because they followed the girl after the cum shot into the bathroom, and they're talking to her in the bathroom, and she's wiping the jizz
but
off her face
But she didn't just have
neck.
One cum shot. It looked like she had
no.
four.
No, it was just one. That guy just has a lot of zinc.
Well, I got to say this. We got a guest. Oh. We have guests coming in the studio, so why don't I go ahead and cut to a music break? We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Drop, dropping it down. Oh,
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. World's greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. See, you can hit a cue. Thank you.
No, that's because Decaf tapped me on the shoulder.
Oh, okay. Well, nice. He can help you hit a cue. Fucking closet
but
blonde.
But I helped him hit a cue earlier.
Which was that? Because there sure wasn't anything over here. What were you two doing in the parking lot?
Queuing it up, baby.
Queuing it up. There you go.
I was looking for eyeliner.
I don't want to know how you can help out with that. All right, so here's what's going on in the studio. We have a couple members of the band Take coming back with it. You're back again. You can who's got the mic?
I got it.
John, okay.
I always have it. I'm supposed to have it.
Oh, you're the talker.
Yeah.
Okay. No one has anything else to say but you.
I don't know. Let me ask Marlon.
Oh.
Damn.
Wow. How you guys doing?
What's up, Marlon?
It's good to be back. Good to be back. Having fun. Yeah. John likes to talk like yes, he hogs the mic a lot for some reason. I don't know why. It's just something with lead singers.
They're all mic horse. Lead singers are mic horse. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Are you seriously chatting with some pork rinds in the middle of an interview?
I know. That's why I wouldn't give him the mic.
Wait, what is it? What kind of? Wait.
No. Let him have it. I'd like to hear some of this.
No, they're not pork rinds. They're actually made of wheat. They just look like pork rinds.
What?
They're chili
wheat,
lime and
wheat
I don't know.
So they're wheat?
Wheat rinds.
Oh, that's
wheat,
cool. It's good to know rinds. That you guys have added a faggot to the band then.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. Hey, they're watching their health.
Is that the healthy shit?
That's really mean.
All right, so for those of you that are new and haven't heard, yes, Take is here. They are a John, how do you describe yourself?
It's hardcore, metal, some punk, I guess. Just high energy, I guess, you know.
But with a social conscience.
Very political, a lot of community activist, stuff like that. Fun stuff. You guys got a black guy now? I like that.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
We got a black guy too, man.
I know. We brought ours. Maybe we could trade.
No.
We have the race trait.
Yours is probably worth more than ours.
We shall overcome, motherfucker.
What, the food stamp line?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
because of you guys, we have to wait in the back of the bus.
Oh. Oh. All right.
Wow, okay.
Now, yeah, it usually degenerates into about that. There's no way around it.
Real quick, like. Now, last time you were on, you said you had some music coming out. Do we have new music today?
You have three new songs that we just recorded at AM Audio. Very, very politically charged.
Three.
People at home can't see that we're holding up three, but yeah. And it went pretty well. We're pretty happy with it. It's AM Audio in Boulder City. Go there and record. They did a really good job. Really nice guys.
Good studio?
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice.
Now, is it just these three songs, or do you have a full CD?
No, it's just three because we've been switching band members so much, we haven't even had time to write new stuff. We still need a drummer. We just have a fill-in drummer. Yep, we hate drummers. So
I hate drummers.
Anybody can drum for us, please.
Yeah. All right. How many drummers you been through?
About seven or eight in the last year.
Damn. Wow.
Jesus. Did you guys just burn them out or something? Or
Pete, we just can't find anybody that's dedicated enough.
I got a suggestion. Casio demo. Solved.
There you go.
They're just jealous that Marvin has a bigger dick than all of them.
Oh.
I see. Okay. Now, funny. This is the second time we've had guests in the studio. And of course, you guys have been here a few times. You at least have there, John. But we had a caller before you guys were even on the air. So let's figure out what's going on here. Hello, caller.
Yo, what's going on?
Oh, I know this voice.
Uh-oh.
Sal?
What?
What do you want there, bud?
The world's biggest fag right here.
I was just wondering if they sacrifice a lot of chickens on the stage.
Do you sacrifice a lot of chickens on the stage?
No, we don't go for chickens. We go for virgins.
So, you're prime candidate.
Virgins and Mexicans, mainly.
Hey.
So, if you want to come to our show.
Hold on, caller. We got...
Yeah, this is total
wheat.
So made in Mexico.
Made in nice.
Hey, just because it's wheat, if it's deep fried, it's still shit.
Echo in Mexico.
Maybe you can come to our show tomorrow.
You know what? I have other plans. But dude, this is Vegas. How are you supposed to find virgins here?
I don't know. Marlon's a virgin, so if you guys any chicks know Marlon.
All right, caller, you have another question?
Just because you march in the gay parade, that does not make you political.
Oh, so just because you march in the gay parade does not make you political.
That's actually the funniest thing.
where is this coming from?
I don't know. Sal, it's actually Sal. We practice at the same studio as Sal.
Okay.
Yeah, and his band, Give Him Hell, attempts to play music. And he's been, Sal's the guy who's, I think that's Sal, right?
Yeah, it's Sal.
And he actually tries to come in our practice and blow us when we're playing every time.
Really?
And I'm just nice. I'm not into that. I'm not gay and...
You know, I thought it was just me. Sal was escorting me back to my car after I won this really expensive puppet thing, and he was trying to blow me the whole way back there with my wife standing next to me. So it's good to know it's not just me he's trying to suck on the cock.
Yeah. He gets pretty crazy.
Oh, that kind of hummer. Totally didn't know. I just wanted to say congratulations. If there's any other band out here in Vegas that could be tearing shit up, it's these guys. So if there's drummers out there looking, I tried to play drums for them, but... I just wanted to find a real band. So,
Ouch. Wow.
I'm joking. I love these guys. They're really cool. I just want to call and say what's up and support you guys and support Cake and say what's up. That's all.
I'm really envious of his deep voice, too.
Eventually, one day, they will drop. It's okay.
Thanks. Cool.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sal.
Hey, when's the next show? Tell everyone when the next show is so we can actually come out.
I know you guys have a show tomorrow, but our show is before yours. If you guys want to come out, it's February 3rd, which is tomorrow, and it's at the Calvary Community Church on Cheyenne and Torrey Pines. Huge festival all day starting at 12 noon. So come out and hang out. It's She Turns Into a Tree CD release show.
I'll try to see you guys tomorrow, man. You guys all have a good night.
All right, later, man.
Later.
Thanks,
all right,
Sal.
Thank you very much, Sal, for calling in.
Wow.
That's funny. He called, so he must be in the chat room waiting to call you guys.
Yeah, he was
a lot of love there.
Yeah, we know. We got a lot of love in the chat room, I guess.
No, just Sal.
Just Sal. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I got an idea. Why don't we play one of the cuts off you guys, the CD you handed me. Which one? One, two, or three?
We can go with If It Was a Rich Boy. It's number one.
Okay. Number one? All right. So, here we go. Spinning up.
Very nice.
Yeah!
Holy back?
Holy shit.
Damn.
I just want to go out and punch somebody now.
Where did Decaf go?
He has the typical black eye ringer, too. Oh.
Now, like is it that. Me, or did that call. Sound a lot more solid than the last songs that I've heard from you guys?
I mean, solid. You could use solid, or you can just use more straightforward, I think. That song in particular is just more like to the point and not too complex.
It's just not as all over the place as all the other songs. It just seems like you guys are becoming more solid. Even though you're lacking a drummer, it's fusing together better.
Yeah. I mean, if you listen, you have to tell me that after you listen to the other songs, too.
Okay.
Just, because that song, is much more straight to the point.
Okay.
That is, I gotta say, guys, that's a badass song. I could seriously see, like, us using that as like an intro or something too. It's just,
I can agree to that.
It's fucking rocking.
You guys want to blow us or what?
He does. He does. Right. Dude, you gotta realize
they're gonna sacrifice my ass. Screw that.
You're the one that's going over to Romania to build mud huts in a couple weeks.
I didn't know you're a Mexican. How am I supposed to?
And Chief, they said virgins. There isn't an orifice on your body that hasn't been violated in one shape or another.
His ears.
No, I got those.
Okay. No.
You got those. Nice. All right.
Yeah, ever since this guy started working at Fox, I have to
shut
watch
the fuck up. All right, so let me ask you a question here. Now, I got a distressed email last time you were here, was it about a month and a half ago, two months ago?
Yeah.
I got a distressed email about 2 or 3 days later. You lost a venue? You had a venue, like, cancel on you? What happened there?
Well, it's Vegas, so you can't really be surprised that you lost a venue. So, there's always fights, and there was a huge fight. I guess they actually reopened, but there was a huge fight. Like, everybody in the whole audience fought.
Really? Where was this at?
It was at Leathernecks, but Leathernecks is reopened now, and they're doing shows again. And that's where usually all the hardcore.
So there was a huge fight. They said, fuck it, shut it down, or Metro made them shut it down?
Well, I don't think it was Metro. I think the guy Dustin's parents just got really upset, and we're just kind of tired of doing shows. But it's back up again, so that's good for the hardcore scene. And
was it your guys' during your show that they started?
It wasn't
ours, okay.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Thank God.
We tried to get something going here. We just couldn't get it cleared through the powers.
The building.
Yeah, we wanted to play. We wanted to play out in the parking lot. That would have been sweet.
Because this location is a great First Friday location for something like that. But the building owner says, "Oh no."
What an asshole.
So yeah. Well, what
guy's afraid of people getting hurt, killed, maimed, sacrificed.
The dog's next
door.
Walk 2.5 blocks that way.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. No kidding.
Holy fuck. So now, you guys, again, you have a big show coming up tomorrow.
Huge show, yes. There's 17 bands.
Damn.
It's a She Turned Us in the Trees CD release show. They're kind of like weird punk. They're really interesting and silly live. So if you come down to check them out, they're headlining all the shows. But it starts at 12 noon and goes all the way to like 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And just play all the way through. And we play more near the end, but just be there all day and come hang out. And it's on Cheyenne and Torrey Pines at the Calvary Community Church, and it's a huge place, awesome venue.
And how much is it to get in?
It's $10.
$10, and then what else do you have going on after that? What's going to be the next show?
After that, we play on February 26th with a band called Stick to Your Guns at a newer venue called the University Theater that just opened up, and I heard it's really good.
Where's that at?
It's right by Big B's down by UNLV.
Yeah, I know where Big B's is.
It's the guy who used to run all the shows at Jillian's.
Oh, okay.
He's doing a bunch of shows at the University Theater. We're so excited because that place is really nice.
I guess that means Jillian's will be soon to close.
I don't know if they're doing. Are they doing shows still? I don't think they are.
Are they? Because I don't know either. I mean, I just know that everything down there is dying. Everything. And this is so sad. It's downtown Vegas.
I didn't know it was a place alive
to do shit.
Yeah. Was it ever alive to be dying?
No. It was. It never really got going. I mean, I saw MC Chris inside of Jillian's, and it was a real hard. You know, it was really hard to be there for that because it just. Yeah. Well, it's not a good place to do that sort of thing.
Hey, I've also one other thing. Tomorrow, a couple of us are running in the Make-A-Wish Foundation run, and it's for kids who it's their last wish before they, die.
Right.
Which is kind of mean, but they get one more wish, and it's downtown at Fremont Street. If anybody wants to show up and donate money, I know there'll be thousands of people down there running, but just go to our page, myspace.com/take, and there's more information on that.
All right.
Cool. So, hey, I wanted to throw something over to you guys. You guys check out. Because, I'm all about helping my friend whore her shit. Ginger here has put out a calendar, and I wanted to get you guys' feel on it. Because you guys are big into the local scene, and there we go.
kind of a local scene sharing local scene.
Yeah. All right. So
I like the front, the hobby.
Oh, wait till you get to some of the better ones.
Yeah.
All right, open it.
And if you guys don't mind, if I came down and pimped out my calendars at your show tomorrow and brought some girls.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, bring them. Because we do have problems getting the underagers, plus a lot of people don't have credit cards, so it's nice to be able to promote being at shows. Are you guys seriously
September
fighting?
September is my favorite.
I don't keep in mind you're bringing this to a church.
You are bringing it to a church, though.
There's nobody fully nude.
All right. I mean, as long as you talk
I'll
to them,
them
don't get us kicked out, please.
No. I'll keep no, but them
this,
hidden.
If for those of you who can't see, this is a really good magazine. And do you have a website?
We're on MySpace. It's myspace.com/LuckyBettys. You can purchase it on there. There's links from my personal makeup website. I'm not going to give you the regular website address. It's just too hard to find. But we're on MySpace. Plus, if you Google Lucky Betty's, it'll pop up.
Wow, that's nice.
Not to mention, it's all over SpankWagon.net.
And it's all over SpankWagon.
Ginger, tell them how much it is.
It's $20.
As a matter of fact, we were going to get to that here in just a little bit to talk about all that. But if you go to SpankWagon.net, if you click on, there's a link on the left-hand side there, Lucky Betty's. Click on that. That'll take you to the MySpace site.
The
then after
page.
That, you go ahead and click on the Buy Me Now, which is the PayPal link. And you need to buy a calendar.
And comments, please, comments. We just sent out a press release yesterday.
Look at the guys over there. They're
I know. They're happy.
Wait, don't talk
September, guy.
That's the studio August. Calendar. Oh, keep
September,
it clean.
August.
Yeah, September's hot.
No.
August is hot, too.
November.
Yeah, wait till you get
November.
All the way to the end.
Yeah, November.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're all hot. My girls are hot. I did good.
Where do you find these ladies at?
They're all local, except for one. One's in California.
Can they come in next time we're here?
We are going to have our own show February 16th at the Bunkhouse. We're all going to be signing autographs.
Oh, what day?
Yeah,
February 16th, Friday night at the Bunkhouse.
Maybe I'll be there, yeah.
There's going to be four bands. We talked about this last weekend. Yep. Four bands, burlesque, a swing shift sideshow. No, but I can give you yours.
Okay.
That's
ours. Damn it.
He's such a child.
That's the radio room's coffee.
Oh, it's okay. She's
eat
got
your
some
fucking
in the car.
Faggot wheat thins and leave the calendar here.
And all the girls' links are on the back of the calendar.
Oh, sweet.
All of their pages and on the MySpace page.
I'm going to go to them and ask them if they can marry me right now.
Well, you know, John here was scheduled to do the dating game show that we've had to reschedule a little bit now.
I was going to get hooked up. You already have a wife. Shut up.
We're reworking some
Are
things.
Are you Mormon? Bring two more.
But there's a nice. There's a distinct possibility that one of the girls from the calendar may be in our show soon.
A few of the girls are.
A few
single.
Of the girls may be up for the dating game. So.
You already have one, and I can pick.
My wife happens to be bi. I can bring anybody home.
Oh.
Hello. Murphy wishes he had that kind of relationship.
Why do we go? He keeps trying, but the damn drugs don't keep on as long.
Yeah, no shit.
Go ahead. Let's play one more song.
Okay. Hey, guys, track two or three. Oh.
I want to go with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about the Cardinals at the beginning of the song, they put a phone call that I got interrupted in between the song. It's like 15 seconds, and the producer just threw it in there and surprised us all at the end because I was recording the vocals, and I think it was a phone call from him asking how to get to the place. And I was like, dude, I'm fucking recording, you know? And you'll hear it at the beginning.
Is that track number two?
It's track number two. It's called The Cardinals.
All right, we'll go ahead and we'll cue that one up. Again, thank you guys for showing up.
Thank you very much.
Let's go ahead and pimp out your site one more time.
MySpace.com/take. Just tell us how sexy we are.
Take.
Nice. Here we go.
Wow.
Has to spin up again.
All right, we'll be back in a little bit. This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit, hold on. Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
I'm actually right in the middle of recording. You got me right in the middle of the song.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Yeah, let me call you back. Sorry, Joey.
We have to say, Lord, let me show them. This is my family. My friends will never. We have to say, Lord, let me show them. Yeah.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is Spank Wagon Radio. We'll let everybody else get kind of comfortable back here in the studio. You guys didn't have to run right back in.
No, it's all right.
It's all right. We actually were giving you time to get situated before you had to run back in.
Situated.
Now, I didn't just want to, you know, start pimping Ginger's thing right in the middle of it, but those guys being local, I wanted to get their feel on it because it does have a very local Vegas feel to it.
Well, I think, you know, when you have a local venue and you got local artists and things like that, you want to, I guess the term is cross-pollinate as much as possible. I mean, let's look at it this way.
You are from Iowa, huh?
Yes. I use the agra terms. But let's look at it this way. Sal, who called in at the beginning of their interview, is actually a guy that both Murphy and I know from something entirely different.
Yep.
So it's hilarious just how small town this fucking place can be.
Yeah, no shit. Guys, remember, that is myspace.com/take. Check those guys out. They really do rock. And that first song we played, I don't even remember the name of it now off the top of my head, but it fucking rocks.
It was so great, I can't remember it. You're such a
You guys know
dick.
I have the fucking attention span of a flea.
Yeah, that's true. So let's see. We got a lot of other stuff to do. We got a lot of conversations, a lot of stuff to roundtable. So we'll go ahead and open up the roundtable. What we're going to do right now, each of us has a topic, something we want to talk about, something we want to go over. We'll go over it. I think we know what one of them is going to be right away.
Ginger's boobs.
Huh?
That's just
I'm not leaning onto your computer.
That's kind of a given.
That's the default topic.
She keeps looking over here, and I keep popping on different kinds of porn. Oh, it's fantastic.
It's not. It's
no
really
wonder
not.
Nothing gets fucking done.
I'm gonna
every week you're more and
in.
More disappointed in this porn selection.
I really am. In Murphy's porn selection, definitely.
And think about it. The porn defines the man.
I know you don't like the anal. I know you don't like the anal.
It's pretty good. Pretty
she
good
did
shit.
Like the hermaphrodite porn last time.
I did not.
Weird. That was weird.
You liked it.
All right, guys. So what we're going to do in the chat room, we'd like you to go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. You can watch us. You can chat with us live. And we always appreciate everybody who hangs out in the chat room with us. We also want to open up the phone lines. If you want to give us a call, the number is 1-866-587-6257. Again, that number is 1-866-587-6257. So, Chief, I think we've lost everybody on the other side of the board.
Yeah.
Everybody.
They're watching porn.
Week after week.
They don't care that we're all going to die.
We're dying?
Yeah, we are all going
No, no, we are all going to die.
Why?
Is there a light bright in the building?
Yeah, maybe. No, the official report on global warming. We're all going to die. No, really. It just came out. New study says global warming is underway right now. Humans caused it, and it will continue for centuries no matter what we do.
So, in other words, there's no benefit of even trying to stop it.
Well, I mean, you know, a couple hundred years from now, maybe, but...
But right now, because everybody lives in the now. No
you
one
ever
really...
seen Waterworld?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah, like that.
Someone had to watch it.
But... HBO. The point is that does it really matter? I mean, if we're screwed, no matter what.
Well, here's the thing: as they're saying, there's nothing we can do about it now. Mm-hmm. However, in a couple hundred years, if we want life to continue on this planet, we better start doing something now.
Okay. And in a couple hundred years, will the people alive now really give a shit?
Well, I guess it depends now. Are they going to be alive or dead?
I
don't know. I mean, I would like to think
I'm going
to
be frozen, baby. I'm going to be frozen.
You're going to be frozen. Not if global warming has its way.
All right. Well, let me ask Murphy, what do you think? Does it really matter right now whether to our generation or to our kids, the global warming? If there's no way to stop it,
I think it should matter. It definitely should matter because we are doing some seriously permanent long-term damage to this planet. And, you know, I love the people who go, oh, well, it's not going to affect me. It's not going to affect my kids. You know what? It is already starting to affect you, and it is already starting to affect your kids. Places in this on this planet that by this time of the year should be completely covered in snow aren't.
Are not, right.
I mean, and places that shouldn't be covered in snow are.
You know, there is definitely climate change going on. And, yes, I agree that 90% of all the problems that are going on with climate change are caused by man. There are weather patterns that the planet goes through. Mm-hmm. But I think it's seriously something we need to examine and deal with.
Hey, Murphy. You tree-hugging fucking liberal.
Hey, fuck you, all right?
But all I right. do agree with you 100%.
Okay. Ginger, what is your take?
No, I do agree. I definitely agree that something needs to be done. But the question is, not many people know what to do or not many people want to change their lifestyle.
Right? Yeah. Case in point today, my wife and I tried to drop off some recycling material at one of the city's recycling plants. They turned us away.
Why?
Because apparently you need to come at 6 o'clock in the morning. Because if you come any later than that, then the recycling area of the drop-off station is surrounded by trash movers. Trash trucks.
So in other words, they're making it more difficult than it should be to
right. But we have a bunch of stuff to recycle. Glass, cardboard, paper, plastic, steel, like all this. Yeah, they don't recycle half the stuff on there. They don't recycle the steel. They don't recycle like certain kinds of plastics. Hmm. And honestly, these are the probably easiest things to recycle. Steel being one of them. You can just melt that shit down and reform it.
I saw I watched Dirty Jobs pretty religiously and I saw the episode with Mike Rowe in a recycling plant in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That had to be the most amazing recycling plant I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of video of a lot of them. You know, they'll take literally anything
and recycle
it.
And the funny thing is, all across, especially East Coast, especially in the east of the United States and mostly in California and the Northwest, recycling is a huge thing.
Yes.
But here in freaking Nevada,
it's not.
They don't care.
It's unheard of.
It's actually, it's interesting. Back home in the Midwest, we have these giant bins. At the bottom, you know how parking lots for grocery stores, you have the top near the store and the bottom is far away from the store. At the bottom, you'll have these two giant dumpster-shaped devices, and what they are is recycling containers. You throw in your newspaper, you throw in your cans, your bottles. For Nevada, for cities like this, you know why they don't do it? Vandalism. Vandalism and fires. Matter of fact,
People
light that shit on fire because they're stupid. They don't know any better. As a matter of fact, they have these newspaper recycling bins. I think all the public libraries have them and all the schools have them. The one near my house at the school is constantly ablaze. Constantly ablaze.
That's kind of funny.
Because
homeless people lighting it for heat.
And it's not homeless people. There's no homeless in our neighborhood. It's just, kids going, fire.
And it comes down to education. I mean, people don't know about recycling. They don't understand how it's done. They don't understand the repercussions if you don't do it.
To your point, an article I read, and I can't think of the guy's full name, just the last name was Suzuki, go figure. Yeah. But a Japanese environmentalist said one, made a very great, awesome statement that made me kind of go, huh. Right. Tap water or bottled water?
Me that I'll drink?
Yes.
Bottled water.
Tap water or bottled water?
Bottled water.
Tap water or bottled water?
Both.
Tap water or bottled water?
I usually tap water, believe it or not.
You're better to save the environment than anybody else right now.
Well, bottled water comes in plastic containers, and the more you produce, it's just...
More plastic containers. Let's explain this. More plastic containers, shipping, which means it's burning fuels.
Yeah.
Okay? Third, if you're so worried about the environment, start working on your own environment and fixing... If you think your tap water's bad, fix that problem.
Yeah.
And drink your tap water.
Yeah, you can buy filtration systems.
Actually,
they've gotten cheaper and cheaper as years go by. Yep.
I don't mind. Some people say, my wife says she gets sick when she drinks tap water.
Oh, you know what?
She is from Mexico, so she has no water out there.
I had a filtration system at the last place I lived in, and it just, you know what? I'm going to be a brat. It tasted like dirt, and it drove me nuts. And yeah, lemon wedges help, but it just...
honestly, Americans, we're freaking spoiled as all hell.
Yeah, we are.
Go to most of the countries around this world, the water's going to taste like ass.
Yes.
You get used to it.
Yeah. But you know what?
Get it cold.
I'll tell you what. In the Midwest, I remember going to my friend's house. My friend had a sand well. It was a well that was actually over a sand-covered aquifer. And that water had a weird tang flavor to it, but he's had it tested, and it was probably some of the
cleanest water. It was probably just some kind of just residual element.
What you get is when you drink tap water from a city is you get a lot of chemicals because they have to dump the chemicals in to kill
all
of the other stuff
that
comes in because most of the city tap water is recycled water. That's why they say Lake Mead is going to be 80% recycled soon.
Yeah.
You know? So, that's environment and decaf.
What I want to know is when you do get the recycling baskets from, the garbage company. It's not Silver State anymore. I forgot what
they're called. It's Republic Services.
Republic Services.
They give you the smallest ass bins, too. those little grocery baskets you get at the grocery store. You can put like five fucking plastic Gatorade bottles in there.
And they only pick them up once a week.
Yeah.
Every other week or something like that is whenever I see them out in our street. And no, it's ridiculous because it's not – It's lip service is what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and they're saying, yeah, we're recycling. And, see, I this mean, program.
But I think Nevada, out of all the states in the union, I think Nevada is probably one of the worst when it comes to recycling.
I don't know. How's California?
I mean, they have some strict standards out there. I mean, California, especially right now, what they're doing with pollutants, they're passing laws that, I mean, in a couple of years, it's going to be legal to drive pretty much any car previous to 1985, I think.
Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of stupid California laws.
save our environment. It's stupid.
No, stupid California law. When a California lawmaker wants to pass a law that will eliminate incandescent light bulbs and make them illegal in California. Incandescent meaning regular old-fashioned light bulbs. And have it everybody go to fluorescent.
Yeah,
the
fluorescent. Yeah. You know what? It may sound stupid, but it kind of makes sense to me. You're saving power.
And the light off those compact fluorescents, it's easier for me to see and read
by. Eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to also look at this. So compact fluorescents actually interfere with radio communications.
Oh, well.
So anything from 0.3 megahertz all the way up to 30 megahertz will be inconvenienced, which also includes, you know, emergency broadcast bands and stuff like that.
I mean, see, I did not know
there's
that.
There's pros and cons to everything.
Look
at the label.
Yeah.
The reasoning is because of the ballast, because of what it takes to actually power up one of those.
Okay.
You're creating an arc charge, which is actually powering the gases inside the fluorescent bulb.
Yeah. Wow, that might explain why my cell phone doesn't work too well in my apartment.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, that's all we use? Are those environmentally friendly? Ever since my wife, I tell you.
Hippie. All right, anybody else got any news? Murph, what are you working on?
Well, I got the big one. Do you want me to go ahead and start it now? I mean, shit.
Oh, yes. You want to talk? Let's hold yours off. Ginger, what do you have?
What do I have? I have a few little
tidbits. She's got
a
great rack.
A few. You know what? Thanks. A 20-year-old man was arrested in Pennsylvania in October for an alleged vandalism spree. I guess he bashed out car windows with baseball bat. This was alleged. This is what he was booked on. A local television station had carried the story of the arrest of another person, and this guy named Lyons, who is actually the offender, called in laughing at the television station, saying, "You have the wrong man. It was me that did it."
Oh, what a...
And because they...
Caller ID?
Yeah, exactly. He was arrested. Another one, let's see, this one's even better. A 28-year-old man was arrested in Washington. He was charged with attempted murder of his estranged wife's boyfriend. I guess he stabbed him 5 times in the stomach.
Really?
When he was brought in on the charges, he said, "What? Attempted murder? I thought I stuck him like a pig. He's still alive?"
Nice.
Another, did you hear about the woman in Oklahoma City who had, I can't even say this one. She'd been injecting her infant daughter with fecal matter.
Oh. What?
Yeah, I guess she has some menstrual, or a menstrual.
That's like my granduated.
She has a menstrual problem. She has a mental situation that, it's sad.
It's one of those weird situations where, I think I know what you're talking about, where a woman doesn't feel complete unless her children need her.
No, it's called Munchausen. Yeah, syndrome by proxy. Yeah. She creates an exaggerated injury in their children so that she can get attention herself.
Yeah, a lot of what they'll do is they'll start like suffocate when they're holding their babies. Mm-hmm. They'll put the hand over the mouth to suffocate them.
Yeah,
just to the point near death, so they can go, "Oh my God, my baby, help me."
It's sad. She's going to jail.
Good.
And also, speaking of lenses, I don't remember where the man lived. I didn't end up writing the story down, but I guess this guy bought some contact lenses and he didn't like putting them on.
Oh, this is in China.
Yeah. Left them on.
Left his contacts in his eyes.
After a few months, put another pair on top of that because his eyesight was getting bad.
Wait, can you do that?
Well, listen.
He did. After some more time, which is about a year later, he put another pair of lenses on top because his eyesight was worsening. He ends up going to the doctor the next day because his eyes just reacted so badly. The first set of contacts that he put on grew to his eyeball. So they had to surgically remove them.
They had to surgically remove contact lenses.
Kind of like the fat lady who stuck to her couch.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Why? Well, yeah. So your lens story sucks, but that one sucks more.
All right. Decaf, what do you have for us?
That just creeps me out. Oh, you. Uh-oh.
Decaf.
But.
Well, mine is about the what you guys feel about the lady suing about having that miscarriage from the police.
In Kansas.
Woman was arrested, told the police 21 times.
That she's bleeding.
That she's bleeding, and the cop said, "You'll deal with it. It's just PMS, or you're just on your
menstruation.
Period. We'll deal with it when you get to jail. You can get a tampon then." And she lost her baby.
Yep.
Wow.
That's sad.
And you're watching the video, you can just see the woman cop just patting all over her stomach. Yeah. And yeah. I mean, it's obvious she's pregnant. You know.
You know what I say.
You know what I blame. Oh. I think that police agencies around the United States do not hire the smartest individuals in the fucking world.
I
think their standards are way too freaking low.
I think another thing is the fact that police think they're above their own law. And they're above morality. I mean, they are the morality.
They make
police.
The morality.
That's the big problem here. You have these cops who say, you know, this is my way, and they don't want to listen to what you have to say because you're the bad guy, and that's just tough. Mm-hmm. All right, hey, we got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. How you doing? Who's this calling? Where are you from?
This is Tex.
Oh, this is Tex.
Yeah, Tex, the one that you made fun of last week.
Oh, yes. Hello.
That's all right.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Hiya, Tex.
So,
how you doing?
So, wait a minute. This is the dude, let's see, the WWE Pro belt buckle there. 10-gallon hat, 5-gallon head, right? I got it right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You forgot the gunslinging type stuff.
You got guns? Oh, sorry. We can't handle the violence.
Yeah, we can't have any violence here on the show.
No fucking violence here.
No violence.
None. We're pretty soft like that.
Dude,
did you hear him threaten us?
I did.
I thought. I swear to God, he threatened us. Next thing you know, he's.
I heard him say light bright.
I heard him say light bright. I was threatened. You'll just have to forgive me. I'm just a little overwhelmed now.
Wow.
It's all right. Take it easy.
You know,
okay.
I mean,
it's okay, man.
First, you have these marketing bastards ruining.
No,
Boston.
We have to wait. We have to wait for that. We can't do that yet.
Well, I was going
to
segue, you asshole.
Nope. Let's wait. Let's do a radio term. Let's tease it. I didn't see what made her make that face. I just saw her make the O face. I was like, put it down in the laps.
She didn't realize until just now that I hung up on text.
I had no idea.
Wow.
Way to be up
for all of you
there.
Listening, when you call up, just expect to be hung up on
at least twice.
I've never seen Trencher actually go through a phone interview without hanging up with at least
bullshit.
Once.
Damn near hung up on me when I was calling.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
When Gorilla calls in, you hang up on him.
Yeah, but there's a point where we try to be funny about it. And then we leave. Hey, I never hung up on Grant Imahara. I've never hung up on Charles Band. So there you go. You got okay.
Because I would have flown out of my seat, throttled you, and taken your head
so
off.
So should I
neck.
Have hung up on Didi?
No, that was actually pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a...
All right. So Murphy wants to use some sort of crap-ass radio term.
No, I was just saying that's a tease.
Yeah. We use that in TV too. So, anyways, I think that police officers should be held to a higher standard when hiring practices.
Okay,
yeah. I think they should be smarter. I mean, this chick had the bad time. What about that girl? Dang it, I forget what state it was. Was raped. And
wait,
was sent to prison.
Wait, you're telling a rape story?
No.
Hold on. If you're playing a rape story, I got to get my rape music up.
Oh, God.
All right, go ahead. Tell the rape story.
So this girl was raped. Ends up same day being arrested because she had a warrant out for some unpaid tickets or whatever. So they threw her in jail for the night. And they would not give her access.
Hold on. Now, you're missing it.
Right.
She went to the hospital.
Okay.
The hospital immediately gave her a morning after pill. A prescription to get another one.
I read about this.
Yep.
They take her to jail. She spends a night in jail. And
they wouldn't
let her
take it.
The nurse... No, she took the first one. Nurse in the jail said...
It's a three-time pill, right?
Well, you have to take it three times. Yeah, the nurse there in the jail said, no, it's against my religion for you
to
take the pill.
So she would not allow her access
to
it. Yeah. And now they're being sued like...
I just think it's funny. Hi, you're under... I was raped. You're under arrest. By the way, it's against my religion for you to take this contraceptive. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
What is Tex back on the line?
Yee-haw!
Just listen. Yeah, you got to bring that on whenever you get news stories like that. But you know,
but it's stories like that that make me think that we should, we should hire smarter people when it comes to our law enforcement.
Well, again,
okay.
Next time you get arrested, tell them that.
It's like, you're too dumb to do your job.
Not only am I brown, but if I say that, they're just going to beat the shit out of me.
Wait.
No, here in freaking Vegas, they'll shoot me because that's what they do.
When I was arrested, shush.
Solicitation.
When I was arrested, they said that I caused problems and I was a troublemaker because I threw up in the cop car. I'm like, I was throwing up when you found me. I threw up in the cop car, but I'm a troublemaker. So because of that, my bail jumped $600.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, they need smarter people. They need people that don't have small dick syndrome. Yeah. MC Ren, Ice Cube, and
Easy motherfucking E. Order. Freaking decaf. Take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help your black ass. You goddamn right. Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say? Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad because I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think. Start singing, dude. You know this shit.
I know. I haven't heard it in 10 years, though. Motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me because I'm a teenager. With a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me. Wow.
You know when you said pager, you know.
That's back in the day.
Back in the day. That's
10 fucking years ago.
Okay. Back in the day. 10 years ago, we were all 20.
Actually, when did that song come out? No,
that was longer
15.
Than 10
it was
years
15
ago.
Years ago.
Was it 15 years ago?
Was that 90 or 95?
Easy
E
was.
It wasn't 95.
91. It was like
91.
It was like
91, so 15 years ago. Yeah, we were 15. I like how that sound goes by and Decaf's eyes get all wide and start shaking.
But my favorite is when they get behind you so they can pass you by, then they turn the fucking sirens off.
Oh, yeah.
Those fucking assholes. Man. I hate when they do that shit. Woo! You know, like, oh, woo! You just fucking be, I be frozen and shit with the steering wheel. Next thing you know, they'll go by me and they'll keep on going. I'm like, you fucking assholes. But thank you for not stopping me.
Okay, what else we got?
I need a break.
Yeah, I think we need a break. Need a break. Let's go ahead and cut to some break-like music.
Shit.
You are listening.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Man.
Do you want me to play something?
Play with mine.
I want to hear the other song that you cut off.
me you want to touch it.
Tell me what?
Oh, yeah.
Well, show me that monkey you got there.
Hey, here.
What's the monkey?
This is the monkey, baby. Say hi. Say hi to the monkey. The monkey likes you.
Will it bite?
Yeah. No, he doesn't bite as long as you're nice to him. No. No, he won't bite you. No. I want you to pet the monkey now.
Is it like that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, right there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, whoa, this is what?
I have something else I want you to do for me. Whip me today, babe. Whip me today, babe. Whip me today, babe. Whip me today, babe. Let me be your immortal slave and whip me. Teenage. Wheel. No. Oh, put me on the wheel. Oh, yeah. All right. Tie me up. All right. All right. Yeah. All right. Now spank me. Spank me.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like that?
A little harder. Harder. Oh, I've been so bad. All right. All right. I want you to spin the wheel. Spin it now. Spin it. Yes, I'm ready. Yes. Yes. Spin it now.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. The greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see if I'm ready.
Did you get it?
I think I got it. I think this may be what you're looking for.
Okay.
I don't...
No, this isn't it.
Are you sure? Because it's labeled.
No. But I guess we'll have to take it.
Wait. Nope, it said it was.
Yeah, no, this isn't it. But I guess we'll have to deal with what we've got.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I was actually thinking of the NFL football music.
Oh, that's copyrighted, son.
Yeah.
It's going to be a battle in the NFL tonight.
All right. That's right, guys. Decaf and I are going to do our Super Bowl, I don't know, pre-show? I guess it's the only way to really call it.
Yeah, it's a pre-show.
Wow. It's a pre-show.
If you're listening to the podcast, this is also the post-show.
I can't believe Chicago shit the bed like that. No, okay, so. Decaf and I are going to cover the Super Bowl. I know some of our listeners out there at least like some sports, and most of you, well, this will be your turn to sound like you know what you're talking about on Monday. And
I'm just fucking around with buttons now.
All right. what your wife said. Stuff. All right, so, Decaf, why don't you start us off?
Okay, I'm going to start about the Indianapolis Colts and why the Colts should win the Super Bowl. Because, one, the quarterback on Chicago's name, Rex Grossman, and he's gross. They consider him probably be the worst quarterback ever in the Super Bowl in history. And the Colts all of a sudden found a running game, and they actually have a pretty good running defense. And I think they're going to hold off the Bears, and they're going to score a lot of points, and they're going to be the victor.
Well, I think you're absolutely right that the Bears do have the worst quarterback in the NFL. Period, dot. That, without a doubt, Grossman is horrible. The problem is the only way for the Colts to win is to go to a running game. The passing game is not going to work in this situation. Chicago's just got too much going on there. But the running game means they've got to get past one man, and that's Brian Urlacher. And it's just not going to happen. They try to go up the middle, he's going to be there. They try to go to the outside, you give him two extra seconds, he's going to be there. The key for Chicago in this game is definitely going to be their defense, and they are going to shut the Colts down, and that's all there is to it. I don't look for the Chicago offense to be all that powerful. I think Rex Grossman is a weak spot. I think if he gets frazzled early on in the game, it'll take quite a bit for him to come back from that. Chicago's defense is the key, and there will be turnovers just like there were in the Saints game, and it's going to be all Chicago.
Yes, and if the pressure of the Bears do get to Peyton Manning, as the Patriots did last week or 2 weeks ago, Peyton Manning actually looked a lot better this year than in the past, because in the past he used to throw a lot of interceptions, but he actually played through it, and they had a lot of close games this year, which the Colts always usually have blowouts. So even in the close games, they still have a good chance to win.
Well, I think the Colts, the key for them is going to be going outside with the running game. Staying inside is going to be a big problem for them. The one way that the Colts can definitely make sure they win is by running the score up, at least getting, I would say, two, maybe three touchdowns in the first two quarters, and then forcing Grossman to throw the ball and forcing him to make a mistake. Grossman's going to get frazzled pretty easily, and as long as they can stay on top of him, they do stand a chance. But that still doesn't get around the Chicago defense, which is going to be, again, the key to the game. I think one of the other things that... Dang it, my window changed. One of the other things, I think Manning is going to be a big key point in the game, but not that Manning. Chicago's Ricky Manning Jr. Ricky Manning Jr. He's a new kid. He's a new player. And his game is going to be what's definitely going to turn around. He hasn't been that much of a star all year, but let's see here. Let's see here if I can read this. He leads the Colts. Peyton Manning. What? Wrong page. Sorry. Ricky Manning is definitely going to be a key player in the game. It's not going to be all about the usual players. It's not going to be about the usual suspects. Grossman's going to have to try something new. Super Bowl is not a place to do it, but as long as he stays away from, you know, staying in the pocket as long as he usually does. If he gets outside the pocket and moves around a little bit, he may have a chance.
One thing the Colts do exceptionally well is that they spread out the receivers and the tight ends all over the field. And this season, Chicago is very good when the teams play the running game. But for teams that spread them out, Chicago's defense is not as solid as when they just can come in and just destroy, you know, Ergolak can just come in the middle and just absolutely destroy you. So when they spread them out, the Colts has to play that game. I really don't think the running game of the Colts is going to do anything. I think what Manning's going to do is spread them out, and I think that's going to be a big part for the Colts to win.
I think Manning's experience is definitely going to play a big part in this too. Grossman, he doesn't have a lot of postseason experience, and he does get rattled easily. My fear with the Colts, though, is they're going to come into this overconfident, and they're going to keep to that game plan of spreading everything out, and the Bears know where their weaknesses is, where the weakness is, and they're going to be able to cover that right up the middle. What's your prediction for the score?
Prediction for the score is Indianapolis Colts 30, Chicago Bears 27.
I'm looking for the Bears 24 and Indianapolis 17. So it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a fun game to watch. I think the other key thing is going to be the weather. If it does come down to being like they're predicting it might, to be rainy, if it gets rainy and muddy on the field, Indianapolis is not going to do well. That's definitely going to be Chicago all over. I mean, it's Soldier Field 9 weeks out of the season. It's going to be mud. It's going to be rain. And I think that's going to play a big part in it, too.
Yes, I definitely think it goes to Chicago's advantage if they don't have that dome weather.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't have perfect turf and dome weather, the Colts are pretty much shit out of luck. Are you even paying attention?
No, because I listen to this on regular talk radio for the past two fucking weeks. And the only thing I've gotten out of it is no one knows which side is going to outdo the other, because it's a pretty fair match from what I can see. No one expected these two parties to actually make it this far. And so far, the Colts are 7 over on the for all the gambling.
Some of the gambling have actually moved to 8.5.
No, they haven't. Not the more reputable books. Most of the books are sticking with 7 just out of fear right now. They'd like to move it higher, but they don't know. No one knows who's going to win this game. Everybody knows Grossman. If Grossman tries to even play, it's over for the Bears, because he'll toss it right into the Colts' hands. Everybody knows that if Urlacher doesn't show up and do what he needs to do, Grossman's going to get killed. But at the same time, everybody knows that Manning needs this win. He needs a Super Bowl win. If he does not get a Super Bowl win, he's nothing. He's trash. He's Dan Marino and his eloquent fine dining restaurant bullshit.
Well, you're right. Manning does need a win here, but I don't think it's going to happen. The Colts' offense, I don't think, is going to be solid enough to rack around the Chicago defense that has ruined better teams all year long.
Here's the problem with all of that statement. You have to expect multiple things to come in the line for Chicago. Their defense needs to be there. Grossman needs to be able to play. Okay? Those two things are way more important to come together. Those two things have to come together, whereas with the Colts, what has to show up? Meh. Manning has to show up. They got to make sure to protect him in the pocket. But that's all little stuff. That's nothing like a quarterback showing up to screw off, or Urlacher showing up to go, fuck, I can't keep up. That's how it's going to be.
Now
this game is more of a challenge to the Chicago Bears to win than it is for the Colts to tie.
Okay, now the Bears forced 3 defensive touchdowns in their game against the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the offense, Rex Grossman, I think moreover needs to concentrate on doing what he can, getting them into field goal range and not throwing interceptions. You can literally leave it to the Chicago defense to score any touchdown they need.
But the thing is that the New Orleans Saints cornerbacks are worse than, they might as well have me and you out there play defense. That's how bad the quarterbacks
you
are
know
the Saints.
That's what I was gonna say. You know, you're making comparisons where Saints were kind of a sweetheart team all year just because, oh my God, they're flood victims.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. And to be completely honest,
Yes.
They're two underdogs. It's so meh that all I got to say is I can't wait for March so I can watch some college basketball.
Yeah, no. And
I think that's him phasing out the spot.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, fuck off. Hey, that's the Super Bowl preview, so those of you tomorrow can sound like you know what you're talking about to your more heterosexual family.
Fuck part of the interruption. Murphy and decaf is much better.
Yeah, no shit. God,
you know what the best part of the Super Bowl is for me?
The commercials.
The food.
The
food? Yeah. Dude, just like it's
what,
all that
junk food. What, are you
going to
make tofu chili again?
Yeah. That's going to be shit.
You know what's right about the Super Bowl?
Be a lot of food at my house.
Hell yeah, I'm going to Decaf's house.
The traffic is awesome.
Yeah,
I could care less about the game, the commercials, the food. You get together with a bunch of friends and get freaking stone drunk. I mean,
No, I'm going to Decaf's house. Hey, Decaf, what size TV do you have?
60-inch HD TV.
60? You're breaking the law.
You're breaking the law. The NFL has specifically stated that anybody showing the Super Bowl on a 55-inch or larger television is breaking their copyright.
Yeah, in fact, they actually went after a church for that. A church was planning to throw a Super Bowl party, and the NFL got wind of it on a, what was it, a 60, 65-inch television?
Yep.
And they told them to stop. The church said, okay, we won't use the word Super Bowl in the title. And they said, we don't care. You're still breaking our copyright.
Wow.
So, dude, you're going to be a fella.
What is wrong with them?
Sweet, huh? Sweet.
Why does the NFL continue to hose their fans that way? I mean, really.
Monopolistic marketing.
Dude,
you got to, okay, you got to look. Every major franchise, whether it be the NBAA, the RIAA, NFL, Major League Baseball, the only one who's not out to screw everybody is hockey, and they're just dying to get somebody to watch what they're doing. Major League Baseball has fucked over cable users big time in the last 2 weeks, signing that huge multi-year deal with DirecTV.
Oh, yeah.
That fucked over a lot of cable guys.
Yeah, actually, the
Major League... why do fans put up with it, I guess?
Because we're fans.
Well, yeah, but when is enough going to be enough for you guys?
Well, that's just the problem, though, is I think we're starting to get to that point because attendance really has been going down for baseball again, naturally, and not because of a strike, just because people are like, meh. Meh.
It's baseball.
It's baseball.
See, but I'm excited about baseball.
But you know what is actually gaining in attendance and viewership is
UFC.
The AAA and the AA baseball and the single-A baseball. They are actually starting to outperform in some cities per capita of seat or whatever it is that they've figured out versus some major league comparisons. So I think what you're seeing here is kind of brand exhaustion. Mm. The NFL, they're going to get to this point where, you know, everybody, the NFL is the American game right now. Baseball, everybody wants to say baseball is all American. No. NFL is all American. Baseball is all Japan. Basketball is all
Europe anymore.
Yeah. You know, hockey is all Canadian.
Or Russian.
What about soccer?
And soccer's worldwide,
soccer's
except for
all everybody.
Everybody else but us. Decaf.
Do you feel that baseball lost their, you know, their crowd, their, I'd say, mojo because of the athletes? You know, the names are not around anymore, you know, like it was in the 80s and 90s. You know, you had the Cosecos, Maguires, and all this stuff. Now, no one really knows who's on the team. They trade so much, too.
I think it's a handful of reasons. I think free agency has screwed baseball. Screwed every sport it's been
and
put
more
into.
More specifically, Scott Boras has fucked over a lot of teams.
Yep. Hold on. Let me finish my question. My answer here. I think a lot of it, like I said, free agency has ruined sports because you don't get ownership of a player anymore. Because hey, I hate saying the name, but I say I'm a Bonds fan, which I'm not.
Ugh.
Let's say, but I'm a Barry Bonds fan. Well, where's Barry Bonds this year? Is he in?
He re-signed with the Giants.
Well no, actually, here's the weird part about that. Bonds finally, the contract was announced that they had a contract 2 months ago. He finally showed up for the. The physical the other day, passed the physical, they approved his contract. And one of the weird things in the contract was the Giants have the right to terminate his contract if he's indicted up for anything.
Yes.
Then the contract had some funny weirding about personal appearances in it, and Major League Baseball rejected the contract.
Yep.
So right now, he does not have a contract, and his agent has said he is not re-signing paperwork.
Yep, and let's look at this. Mike Piazza, where is he at this year? Oakland A's, where was he at last year?
He was in San Diego
last
year.
He's a hired gun. Yeah, exactly. Where is he going to go? Where was he year before? He was in for the Mets.
He was playing 2 years
ago. Gagne, the closer for the greatest closer of all time, in my opinion.
He's gone
Dodgers.
To the Rangers.
I'm sitting here going, yeah, Dodgers, Gagne, you know, game over. Where's he get? Rangers.
Well, okay,
fucking
now,
Rangers.
Now,
what
hold on.
Hold on. What have the goddamn Texas Rangers done except for let A-Rod go after they overpaid him and screwed that pay curve for everybody else in the world? So, again, you have free agency, which has screwed people. You don't have brand loyalty that way because some people are team loyal, but more people are player loyal. You don't hear about the you don't have Air Chicago on your tennis shoes. You have Air Jordans on your tennis shoes. You don't have the Celtics edition. You have the Bird edition. You know, you don't brand a team. You brand a person. That brings me to my next one. Marketing. It's monopolistic marketing. The NFL is only the NFL. Okay? The NBA is only the NBA. MLB is only MLB. I like Bobby Valentine. He is a coach or a manager right now for some team over in Japan or something like that. Okay, they won their World Series. He said, "Come on, I can't remember what year was last year World Series last year's
the Cardinals.
Thank you. No, year before that,
White Sox.
Thank you." He said to the White Sox, "says Hey, I'll play my team versus your team. We'll have a real World Series." No. Also, let's take a look at what happened with the World Baseball Classic, the WBC.
World Baseball Classic was completely mishandled.
Totally mishandled, but also because of how we view baseball in the States, we didn't care. And if you look at it, the dream team for the Olympics and then the team they put together for the World Baseball Classic both tanked these past few years. Why? Anybody got a clue? First off, you're taking all these names, free agency, you're trying to make them all play together. Ain't gonna happen because the egos, there's your marketing and endorsements. And it's not the NBA where you can control every little aspect of everything, including the rules and the balls. And so there you go, taking away the monopoly. And there you go. That's why we suck at an American venue, an American sport. We suck in a world theater.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Are you done now?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the problem.
On second thought, no, I'm just kidding.
That's honestly what I was waiting for. Here's the problem with baseball. You have hardcore fans like myself and Trench. I know you're a big baseball fan. I know you like college basketball more, but there is a lack of loyalty, and the problem with that is because teams are not willing to do what is needed to be done to keep players like an Eric Gagne, like a Paul LaDuca. They're not willing to go for that.
Okay, but by going for that, that's more money. There's your free agency.
Do you know
problem.
How much more the Gagne wanted?
I know he didn't want that much
he
more.
He wanted $1 million more and a 3-year extension on his contract.
Nice.
And Frank McCourt wouldn't sign it. Now, I can say there's a definite reason why not. Gagne's a risk right now. His arm, his shoulder, there's kind of a problem with that. But now, look at extending out a little bit. Why people are more interested in minor league. You're looking at the up-and-coming players. You're looking at the guys who have a chance. You're looking at the guys who tomorrow will be the stars. And you follow them, get a little more interesting information out of it.
I think, and you just get to follow it a little closer. You get a little more closer to the action. It isn't nearly as difficult to approach, and that's the important thing about it. But we need to really start working on switching gears because we're having a limited amount of time, and we were holding off on this part of the conversation so we can bring Ginger back in. And
hey, I have an addition to sports.
Well, right now we want to get to that thing we've been teasing that I've been shut down twice.
Let's hear your addition to sports.
What's your addition
to
sports?
I did Peyton Manning's makeup. I just did Oral What's-His-Name's makeup, and he's...
Hershiser?
Oral Hershiser?
He's weird.
Yeah.
That's why his name is
And
Oral.
I don't... Sports just doesn't... It's not fun on TV. I don't get it. It's more fun if you're there. Hockey is so much fun if you're there. Football, so much fun if you're there.
You're in the locker room the whole time, though, weren't you?
I can't handle watching sports on TV.
Weren't you in the locker room the whole time?
You know what? Cocksucker? No, exactly. I wasn't, okay? Because when I went to the sports games, I was good for them.
Have you ever sucked the skin?
I've actually only been with one...
One
sports player, and it wasn't worth my time.
Wow.
Yes, so, but midget bowling doesn't count.
Midget tossing.
I've never seen a midget penis. I've only heard.
Yes. Swallow it.
Ah, yuck.
Dude, her eyeliner's running. It hurts her so bad.
All right, so moving on, because Murphy's a douche. Uh-huh. We've been talking about this, and actually, you know what? If you haven't been watching the news...
Or if you've been under a fucking rock.
Oh, man. Even a big rock or a small rock. Anybody knows what's going on?
Or a moon rock.
Well, I want to know why it was, what the stunt was.
Well, let me explain.
Dumb. Let's start at the beginning with this.
Starting at the beginning. A couple weeks ago, a marketing campaign called a viral marketing campaign.
Or
guerrilla marketing was actually put out upon 10 different cities. What was actually put out in these 10 different cities were these LED signs that were probably about 1 foot by 1.5 foot in size. On them was 4 D-cell batteries aboard and a bunch of LEDs arranged in the pattern of, was it Ur?
A moonanite.
It's Ur.
Okay.
Ur, who was fingering people. And it lit up at night. It actually lit up, and it was really neat, and it got to run for quite a while because it ran off D batteries into these really low need power LEDs. It looked awesome. Well, for 2 weeks, no one noticed or no one cared or no one really, really got it, or, you know, they were just enjoying it because it wasn't normal graffiti. It was what's called LED throw-ups. In other words, it was electronic graffiti, if you will. They were hanging in rather conspicuous places. They weren't hiding anywhere.
No, they were hanging under bridges. They were hanging on street corners.
And they lit up. So for almost 2 weeks in Boston, the city of interest here, everybody thought, okay, whatever. And then 1:31:07 hit.
Somebody cried, terrorist.
One person made a 911 call. One person, and I can almost guarantee you it's some little fucking old woman who has no concept of reality anymore.
There's a bomb! There's a bomb!
It could have been your mom.
Yeah.
Probably not, since my mom died when I was six.
Okay.
But this little old lady called and said, I think it's a bomb, and all fucking hell broke loose.
Absolute hell broke loose. And
the entire city shut down.
Yes.
All of its services.
Everything shut down because they panicked without trying to figure what it was first.
Now, the SWAT team went in and blew the first one up.
Yep, they detonated it.
Blew it up. They had a chance to go back and examine it, figure out what it was. Their orders were to continue to destroy them. So they went and found, seven more of them?
Seven more of them.
Shut Boston down.
Because where they were hanging at was in conspicuous, busy places.
Yeah. Now, where a lot of people are.
In defense of Boston, and this is the only thing I'm going to say in defense of Boston, they would be perfect terrorist targets.
Matter of fact, that's where one of the planes launched from.
Yep. Three of the locations that they had these on were bridges that crossed the Charles River.
The Charles River.
So if you were to take out those bridges, you would effectively cut off Boston. So it's actually a great place to put a bomb.
Yes.
They fucking lost their goddamn minds.
Yeah.
And fucking Mayor Menino in Boston, Mumbles Menino as some people know him, needs a fucking coat hanger shoved up his cunt.
Wait, but in defense of Boston, I don't think it's just them. Look at what all the media outlets did with it.
Oh, yeah. The media outlets freaked out.
Fox News freaked out, CNN, MSNBC, everybody freaked out before they really understood what was going on. As a matter of fact, online there's a video of these guys placing these the signs.
Yep.
Because it was a marketing campaign. Two guys who built these and made these and put them up as part of a marketing campaign for Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Well, they have billboards of the same Moon Knights.
Yeah.
All over.
Yes.
That's the stupid part.
Everybody under 35 in the whole nation is just laughing their asses
absolutely. off. Everybody our age.
It's
you know.
More than that. It's anybody not in Boston is laughing their ass off.
Hey, yeah.
The only people who fucking give a shit about this are people in Boston. Menino to act like he knows what he's doing and he gives a shit about that goddamn city, which is a fucking hole. Then you've got the fucking SWAT team who are just happy to go and blow shit up. And then everybody who lives in Boston who was fucking pissed about the fact that they
look like dumbasses.
I must say, when I was watching a TV.
Hello?
Huh. Uh-oh. Murphy is done.
Who knows? All right.
When I was watching it on TV,
it was Boston,
and it was showing. It was talking about it every 5 minutes. I'm like,
you know, and what's funny is here it is on TV. Here it is being played over and over again. Then blowing it up and suspicious devices. The best part about it was when they actually started realizing what these were. People were finding them and taking them down and putting them on eBay.
$5,000. Nice. I saw one of them going for $5,000 the other day.
Awesome.
So you know, these things are really cool, very well made. They last a long time. Boston freaks out, though, thinks they're bombs. Yeah. Everybody else is laughing. The rest of the world laughing. I don't care if you're 35 or that generation to begin with. Everyone's laughing because it's
lights. Fucking stupid. Now, New York, the New York 911 system that gets calls for the weirdest shit. Guess how many calls they got about this?
None.
Not a goddamn phone call.
Yeah, and how many cities was this done in?
Ten cities.
Yeah.
Fucking so, San Francisco that's all fucking terrified about a terrorist attack. And fucking L.A. where, well, you could have a terrorist
LA's
attack.
L.A.'s not a real city.
No.
But all of these other cities, nobody gives a shit. The only people who are up in arms about this is fucking Boston.
And you know what one of the funniest things is? I mean,
They're having attack envy.
Yeah. But the little LED screens that shows little Moonanite guys giving people a finger.
This is the best.
They blurred it out.
They photoshopped
the finger out.
They photoshopped,
photoshopped the finger out.
Was it the New York Times or the Washington Post?
It was. I think it was the New York Times.
The New York Times actually, when they ran the photo of the LED device, they took out and photoshopped out the finger. So, first off, you're not even. Now, wait a minute. Now, that's ethics problems right there. You're willing to Photoshop an important news article?
Dude, it's New York Times.
I don't care.
They Photoshop everything.
Yeah, but then New York Times gives an article on there about, you know, how abortion may be not so bad after all.
Ew.
So, you know, I mean, they can't play both sides of that card like that. It's just not right. That editor needs to be slapped.
Oh, wow.
My favorite thing, and the part I think was the most beautiful thing about this whole deal, the two guys who did the signs.
Oh, God.
They get arrested.
Yeah.
They're arrested, and they're brought up on charges. My favorite thing is they call this device a hoax device, or a device that was intending to cause panic or pandemonium and making people think it was a bomb.
Now, the DA...
It was a marketing device.
The DA specifically put out a press release today saying that this is a hoax device, because the loophole is... A hoax device is intended to create pandemonium and panic. If they cannot prove that this was a hoax device, that these guys intended to cause this panic, they've got no case against them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is what they're trying to do. Honestly, I don't think they want to charge these guys. They're trying to hold Turner hostage.
Yes.
That's what it is. They're trying to hold the...
Turner Broadcasting hostage. Turner Broadcasting is actually paid... $1 million to the city of Boston.
That's what Menino says it is, and I guarantee you it's not $1 million.
Well, that's what we're being told. $1 million for the inconvenience and to pay off all the bomb squad and everything like that, which actually was only about $30,000.
Yeah, now here's what I feel to be the best part. They find these guys. If he doesn't fucking stop calling me.
Who's calling
you? It's Gorilla. He keeps fucking calling me for some goddamn reason.
Just put your phone down.
I'm turning it off. Fucking, so they put these guys. They arrest them. They have a... fucking bail hearing. The judge initially said $100,000 bail each.
Jesus.
That's what the DA wanted. The judge and their attorneys got it down to $2,500.
Now, I want to point this out. Elsewhere in the country, and I don't remember exactly where it was, a kid put a fake bomb device in his school, and he was arrested and released without bail. No charges.
A pipe bomb was found in Boston yesterday. They know who did it. They brought the guy in for questioning, and they let him go.
Yep.
These guys
like asses. That's why.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're trying to cover their ass.
So they get these guys. They drag them into court. They arraign them. They pay their bail. They get out, and these two fucking comedy geniuses hold a press conference.
Yep. Now they are given specific instructions not to talk about the case.
Now we all know reporters. They fucking hound you and hound you and hound you and hound you, and they all have to get they have to get their goddamn little news bite. They have to get their sound bite. And these guys fucked them up. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is good.
Okay, so we're ready to make our official statement. And we would like to be more of a conversation with everybody here.
We value your thoughts and your opinions.
What we really want to talk about today, it's kind of important to some people. It's kind of important to some people. It's haircuts in the 70s.
Yeah,
we really want to discuss the style of them.
We feel it's really important because we think it's been a big inspiration on how people live their lives today.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's all they wanted to talk about. Haircuts of the 70s.
Now, keep playing this because it gets good.
Oh, yeah.
And how they're going to live their lives in the future and how they're going to look at the past.
Hold on a second. For example, Afro, I think, comes kind of from the 70s. But then again, there's other styles, like the greased up hair, when they actually use grease. And I'm not totally sure where that comes from. Whether or not it's from the 20s or from the... It's definitely not from the 60s, I don't think.
The 60s sort of... We're taking this very seriously.
Yeah, please don't interrupt.
The 60s sort of had the mod hairstyle, which I believe evolved into the sort of greased back look of the 70s. But Peter, what you're saying is it maybe came more from the 20s?
Yeah, I really think it came from the 20s.
It sounds to us like you are taking it seriously.
Do you guys have any haircut questions for us?
What do you think about what happened yesterday?
That's a very good question.
Thank you.
I think my dreadlocks are pretty nice and they're going to keep growing for a little while.
So, yeah.
So, right now, what the press is trying to say is we don't think you're taking this seriously. We don't think you're being straightforward with us because the press is constantly asking questions about the bomb.
About what happened yesterday.
And all this bullshit.
Oh, yeah. They're like, are you guys terrorists? And they're totally blowing them off.
They're blowing them off and they're trying to say, well, you know, that's not what we're here to talk about. You know, you guys want our time. This is what we're going to talk about. My favorite, though, someone in the crowd, one of the reporters asks, so, you know, spinning the hair conversation, do you think you're going to have to get a haircut because of what happened yesterday or something.
In prison. Do you think you're going to have to get a haircut when you go to prison?
When you go to prison. And he goes, that's a very good question. He sits and thinks about it. And he goes, but I think my hair is pretty safe for now.
Yeah.
That was the guy with the big-ass dreadlocks.
And anytime the reporters are trying to change it, they're like, that's not a haircut
that's
question.
That's not a haircut question.
And they would just blow the guy off. It was fantastic. These guys are fucking geniuses.
Someone, I remember hearing someone say that, you know, oh, they don't get it. They don't get it. They're not taking it seriously. No. They're taking everything as seriously as they can because this isn't a real bomb scare. This isn't a real bomb. This isn't a hoax device. This isn't terrorist related. It's a cartoon sign that people didn't that the Boston police, city, municipality, whatever, didn't understand. And they're giving that kind of an attitude right back. You know what? It's bullshit. It's what it is, and that's what they're communicating.
Yep.
So yeah, that's
so rad.
It is. Yeah. It is hilarious.
It's so rad.
So, Kate, we'll talk about this for weeks to come because this is the United States we live in. We live in a state now. We live in a country where we now have literally the brand new Iron Curtain. You know, where you cannot, if you want, I can bring up the real music, but you cannot travel now between the United States and anywhere else without a passport.
Yep.
Which means now that. What is it? Only 23% of the Americans have a passport.
Yeah.
So that means that that's the rest of them that are always going to be limited to this country. They're never going to be able to leave, especially those who cannot get a passport for whatever reason. Passports.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons why they can reject you for this.
Passports now have RFID chips. So no matter where you go, you're always going to be watched.
Now, Trench, I meant to ask you about that because I know you you had to get an RFID passport for your son, didn't you?
We did not get one.
I was going to ask you if you did. Did you get that RFID defeating case?
Actually, I heard about that on another radio show I listened to, and I was thinking about it. But when I saw that it was not an RFID passport, I put my hammer away because I had my rubber mallet out to destroy the RFID chip inside.
Wow.
I was ready. I'm tired of this. Yeah, we live in a goddamn country where you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah. Whatever that's how it works in a lot of other places in the world too.
It does. Like but China. That's not where we're exactly. Fucking communist China.
That's where we're.
You know,
going.
We are not that country. Yeah. We are not heading Europe there. Where we need all kinds of heading cameras. You know, we don't need all kinds of cameras to watch us day in, day out. We don't need. Do you know you still have the right to refuse to show ID to a cop? You have that really? Fucking right. You don't have a cop.
Because that will get us shot.
Yes.
I like breathing.
But you want to talk about stupid cops. That's another thing that they do. You know, there's that mentality of officiality that, oh, you know, you got to do this. It's a law.
Well, for an example, I just picked up my friend that got a DUI, and the cop came up to her window. She had one drink. She wasn't even drunk. Mm-hmm. The cop asked her, have you drank tonight? She said, yes. Hello, they're going to get you out of the fucking car. You don't, and you do not tell them the truth.
Nope.
For one, especially if you know you're not drunk, because even if, she has asthma problems, the breathalyzer didn't work, the cop was a lesbian and didn't like her because she was under 20 or under 30 and driving a BMW, yada, yada, yada. So it turned into her going to jail for a DUI. And she really wasn't.
And she got a contest.
Limit. We haven't gotten there.
Murph, what are you doing?
Yet.
Sorry, I'm looking at some of the items that have popped up because of this Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing. LED throwies. Have you seen these?
Actually, I have. It's part of Make Magazine. I want to say it's the third volume, where what you do is you take a bunch of LEDs, hook them up to a little board, a battery, and a giant fucking magnet.
And you just throw them on something.
And it's just they light up until the battery dies, which is quite a long time.
That's pretty cool.
I like the picture here of, oh, someone's got an actual homemade nice. LED t-shirt.
See, that's nice. But you know what? It's a sad state of affairs because now you're guilty for everything. Everything is suspicious. Americans are turning in Americans. You know,
I blame Bush.
It's secret police. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Someone set us up the light bright.
Nice. It's fucking secret police. I mean, I can get all conspiracy theory, but if you really think about it, there's no trust anymore.
It's pumping that fear.
Well, no, and exactly. It is the fear factor.
When Bush was running against Kerry in 06, they actually counted like 4 or 5 times where Kerry's polls started going up. They pumped up a terror threat to lower Kerry and raise Bush.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going, you know, that's the world we live in. And you know,
when you have colors to mark. You know, that tells you.
That's the kind of mentality we have. That's what they think of our country. They think the people in this country are fucking stupid.
Well, I'm sorry to say it, but I mean, if you look at modern politics in this country, yeah.
Yeah, but look past that. Look past that. In order to make us feel safer, they had to give us special color-coded things so we know when it's safe to go outside. Yeah. You know? It's fucking retarded.
And then what do they tell us? Oh, duct tape and saran wrap your house and you'll be safer.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know, it's they think that we're all idiots. They think we're all absolutely retarded and we have to have our little fucking hands held. And it doesn't matter what side it is, left or right. Everybody has this fucking mentality.
I think they're right.
No, they're wrong. This country needs to wake up and realize what the fuck is going on.
And on that note...
Wow. I still say they have monsters on the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
Nice.
Finally hits a cue.
Golf clap.
Hey, we got a lot of people we need to thank out there. First off, let's thank our main station, LV Rocks and LVRocks.com. Thank you for letting us come in here, defile the studio, and have a lot of fun. Also got to say a big thank you to all of our syndicates. Let's try Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and the KC Host Radio Network. Remember, kids, if we're not live...
You'll find us in the archive.
And you can go to podcast.lvrocks.com to find us, or just go to spankwagon.net, where you can be our friend by going to...
myspace.com/spankwagon.
Now, something I want to take a few moments to talk about, just a couple moments. We encourage every single one of our listeners and every single one of our hosts to go over to forum.spankwagon.net to participate in the Month of Message Boards. What I've done is laid out a challenge to everybody to post at least one post a day, whether an original post or a reply post.
Ah.
On to the forums. I figured February, not only is it Black History Month, but it's also the shortest month of the year, so 28 posts shouldn't be all that difficult.
Mm.
Go to spankwagon.net, click on the forum link, and you can join us in the Month of Message Boards. Again, for everybody here in the studio... What?
And for all you Moonanites out there.
For all you bastards who are inciting riots by art. We're done.
Yes.